Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's dangerously cold outside. It has been a little more than 2 years since we had temperatures this low. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Old City.
The bitter, bitter cold has its grip on the region. We're dealing with the lowest temps since Christmas Eve 2022. And so waiting for the bus in the morning wasn't the most fun thing to do.
Cold. Extremely cold, yes.
That's Renee, who says she typically waits 12 minutes for the bus to come, and she wasn't taking any chances in the morning.
I got like maybe 3 layers of clothing on. Yeah, you have to layer up if you're going to come out in this weather.
You can only see Renee's eyes when talking to her. She covered up the rest of her face. Now, there is a code blue in effect. In Philadelphia, that means 20 warming centers are available in different neighborhoods for any city resident who needs a place to go. And the city is making sure those who are homeless are indoors as well. Officials say call the homeless outreach hotline, 215-232-1984, if you see someone out in the cold in the city who needs assistance. In Old City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This frigid weather has many potential hazards, among them burst water pipes. So KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us the Philadelphia Water Department has some tips to avoid costly repairs.
There's a couple of easy things people can do to address that.
Water Department spokesman Brian Rademacher says the first goal is to keep pipes at least 40 degrees to prevent the water in them from freezing, which causes it to expand and break the pipes.
The biggest thing to look for is any kind of pipe that is near a drafty window, especially like in your basement or in a room that's not really heated well. Those are the biggest culprits for freezing.
He says to cover drafts with caulk or even newspaper and wrap the pipes. If you don't have insulation, newspaper, towels, blankets, or packing peanuts will serve as temporary fixes. If none of that is possible, Rademacher says to let the faucet they serve drip.
It's a little tiny little drip just to keep the water moving through that pipe during the coldest hours of the night.
He says if you wake up without water, check with your neighbors. If they have water, it's probably a frozen pipe in your home. If they don't, it could be a water main break. Rademacher says to report that right away. The department has crews standing by. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With President Trump promising a crackdown on immigration, anxiety is growing among immigrant students in Philadelphia schools. The district has a policy to protect them, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
4 years ago, the Philadelphia School Board adopted what it called its Welcoming Sanctuary Schools resolution. Superintendent Tony Watlington says under that policy, if ICE agents go to a school seeking information on a student, school staff are trained not to let them in and to forward the request to the district's lawyer.
Our general counsel will advise them to make sure that appropriate warrants and other paperwork are in order, and that will be the only way that we will provide access to our students.
Again, only with a warrant. Watlington says he knows immigrant students are feeling more anxious.
We're doing everything we can to assure them that we intend to educate them and protect their safety and well-being.
He says the district has done extra training with principals to be sure they understand the procedure. The district has created a toolkit to help staff support immigrant and refugee students. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A leading voice of jazz in Philadelphia, Bob Perkins, has died at the age of 91. KYW's Matt Coughlin tells us about a man who is more than just an iconic DJ.
I'm so-called of an alleged jazz authority, but just a guy that just loves jazz music.
That soft shoeing of his legacy is characteristic of Bob B.P. Perkins. Perkins passed away early Sunday at Jefferson Abington Hospital. 91, Perkins was a fixture on the airwaves for 60 years, first in Detroit, then in Philly. And while he started out as a newsman, his true calling was jazz. He began by moonlighting at WHYY in the late 1970s. Eventually, he took his side gig full-time in 1997 on WRTI, where he was the host of Evening Jazz. General Manager Bill Johnson says Perkins brought the same level of dedicated excellence to presenting the music as the musicians brought in making it.
A deep understanding of what it meant, not just as entertainment, but what its cultural value was, what its history was. And he didn't have to preach to you in order to convey that.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.